back to Huskies Drive Time here on Mix 93 WKMJ. Kevin Luke is with us, the head coach of the men's basketball team. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning. How are things?
Things are good. Like Wes was commenting, it feels like it's tropical out there, being over 10 degrees above zero. How's the snow blowing going, Coach, and snow removal for you?
I'm hoping that's a joke. It's been really intense this year, Dirk. That we've had so much snow back-to-back days and back-to-back weeks that, cripe, a guy could get tired of using a snowblower as much as he does.
But not a true Youper as yourself, Coach.
Well, it's something that, everybody should like to do, because if you don't, it's just going to be a problem. But I said I'm hoping that's a joke, Dirk, because I haven't started a snowblower once this year.
No, is that right?
Yeah. I have not had to. We had a change of homeland.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Forget about that. Well, Coach, coming back from a road trip, probably one of the toughest in the GLIAC South Division, with Hillsdale and Findlay first, and then Hillsdale. Give us the overall thoughts on the weekend.
You go into those situations and you don't talk about it a lot, but it's kind of a untalked about rule, as far as if you can go on a trip that difficult and get a split, it's been a successful week. And of course, you want to always get both, obviously. But if you come out of that weekend with a split, it was pretty successful. And we're happy. We're happy to come back. We played a good Findlay team first, and at home they're really, really difficult to beat. They're at home. When they're at home, they're at ease, and they play freely, and they can really shoot it. And we didn't start out particularly well, especially shooting the basketball. And there was some separation down 14. Our guys battled and cut it to 5. And we're at stages right now where we can't afford to dig ourselves in that big a hole. And then cut it from 14 to 5. Or I think it got even to 18 or 20. Cut it back to 5. And we're not strong enough or good enough at this point to get over the hump. If you cut it to 5, and to their credit, they made 2 big threes both times we cut it down, and kept a little separation there. So it was a tough game at Findlay. I thought, in watching the tape Thursday night after the game, our guys really battled hard, and they didn't quit. They didn't waver from what we wanted to try to get accomplished. And to play Findlay down there in that environment is difficult as it is, even if you're playing at your best. And we weren't quite at our best, and we dropped that one, but bounced back really well. We started off very, very poorly against Hillsdale, got down 18-3, and again, to these guys' credit and leadership, they stuck with it and just started launching threes and making all of them, and went ahead in the first half, and from there was a 1 or 2 possession game the whole way. And luckily our guys did a nice job executing down the stretch and made our free throws, and Austin, Ben got us there, and Austin kind of finished it, which is pretty much been the story of who we are and what we are. But again, throughout all of this, it was Luke Keller last week, and this week Troy Heck kind of stepped up from the post position and did a lot of scoring. It was 3 for 4 from the line, and from behind the arc, from 3-point line. And we need that, because the guys aren't going to guard him, Troy and Luke. And if they can start hitting those shots, we're going to be just that much more dynamic.
Well, how can you compare our program to Findlay's, Coach, as far as just the programs in general? Both are good every year. Are there different styles between the way you and your staff recruits compared to like a Findlay? Because they're always good games with that team.
You know what? I think for the most part, I think a lot of the league believes that, there's a couple more that you can add into that every year are going to be competitive and play hard. Wayne State being one, and Hillsdale for that matter. They've really got a strong program, and I think that, do we recruit differently? I think we get a little bit different clientele as far as the academic portion. I'm not trying to rip anybody else's academics, but to be an engineer is a little bit different than to be with some of these guys at the other universities are. So, and I'm not saying that in a bad way. I'm just saying it takes a different type of person. And to come up to the UP and all the snow takes a little bit different type of person. With that being said, I think you're right. I think a lot of people look at, these programs and say, if you don't play hard, if you don't do stuff right, you're going to get beaten. For the most part, if you look at the statistics when we play teams as opposed to when other teams play, teams seem to play better. We seem to bring the best, and I think it goes back to what you're saying, you know, year in and year out, well, Tech's going to play hard. They're not very athletic, but they're going to play hard and they're going to do stuff right, and if you don't do that, you're going to be in trouble. And it's just like, you know, the rest of the programs at the university, we try to do stuff right. Our kids play hard, they're invested into it, they take it personally, and I mean, that's a good thing for a coach too, because you don't have to worry about the academics, but it's nice to when coaches do talk about that to be put into that, you know, category year in and year out, you're going to be a hard out.
You talked about after the game on Thursday about that your team didn't play a lick of defense in that first half. Having seen the tape now, do you feel differently, or do you still feel like you guys got to get better on defense?
We try hard. And I don't know that I can ask these guys. We're playing quite a few kids out of position, and you know, because of the injury situation. But you know, I mean, you can't use that as an excuse. We are what we are. We are who we are. And I'll tell you what. You know, I've said this three or four times. In fact, I think it was in the paper last night. Dzelzky had 35 points the other night, and we did. I thought we did a whale of a job on him, trying to help Troy and double team him and get the ball out of his hands, and Hillsdale did a nice job putting him in a position to be successful. But our guys, for the most part, just battled and did a great job, and you know, on the boards and stopping their other players. We knew that he was capable of going crazy, and he did. But we pretty much corralled the other people and didn't let any of them go crazy. And I mean, our effort is, and that's the biggest thing. If a coach has to work on teaching and preaching about effort, you know, you're going to be in trouble. And I look at our games afterwards, and I'm thinking, boy, I'm really thankful that these kids never quit, and they're going to give it everything they got.
Ben Stelzer, 10 three-pointers on Saturday against Hillsdale. That was a school record. Were you the head coach when the previous record was set in 1993?
You know what? I was the assistant. I recruited Paul. Paul's from Westwood, and he was one of the guys that I actually coached him at Westwood when, you know, 98 years ago, when both of us were young and energetic, and he was a great shooter, and Stelzer's right in that category. I mean, we've had a lot of great shooters here, trust me. And you know, Paul had it for I read your thing yesterday, Wes. It was 20 years.
Yeah, 20 years.
And he was very deserving. And you know, Stelzer's the kind of kid that comes in, and I mean, it's always team first. He'll do whatever you ask of him, and you know, to know, and I'm not saying this in a bad way, to know that he's not the most athletic kid, and he's not the tallest kid, but he's clearly the hardest worker and the most competitive kid that you ever want to be around. And I mean, he just won't accept no for an answer, and he won't accept anything less than, you know, 100% of himself and everybody else. You look at his knees after the game, they're all banged up, they're all bloodied, and I mean, he's the guy that's going to be it for you. So he's very deserving of this, and I hope that he breaks the record on Saturday.
Huskies take on Wisconsin Parkside. Men's game is at 3, following the women's game at 1 at the SDC. Tickets are on sale, 487-2073. Coach, I will see you at the game, but I will not talk to you, so have yourself a Merry Christmas, okay?
Yeah, Merry Christmas, and I don't see why there's any reason, Dirk, that you can't come down and talk to me, especially if you give me the winning play.
Don't say that, because then I will be down there and you'll be all yelling about some refereeing call or something.
Merry Christmas to everybody. Have a good holiday.
Okay, thanks a lot. Kevin Luke here on Mix 93 WKMJ. More Drive Time coming up in just a moment.